Disaggregating the production plan. Exhibit 4-18 is the annual production plan for product family A for our commercial door manufacturer case study. Exhibit 4-18. Product family, a make-to-stock level production plan. Let's gather the item level forecast input, a weekly forecast for 13 weeks, for example, the first quarter, which is the planning horizon required for this product family. Exhibit 4-19 shows this forecast for single and double doors. Exhibit 4-19. Product family, a 13-week forecast by end item. Note that the sum of the forecasts for product family A for the first 3 months in Exhibit 4-18 is 1,320 units, 460 plus 450 plus 410, which directly compares to this 13-week forecast of 1,320 units, sum in bottom right corner of Exhibit 4-19, because there are exactly 13 weeks in the first 3 months of the year. So monthly sums are also calculated, but since the months break across the weeks, these are not as precise. The definition of master scheduling states that the sum of the master production schedules for the items within the product family must equal the production plan for that family. This means that the production plan for the product family imposes a constraint on the production for units of that family in that time period. While there is leeway for planning individual units, the totals must be made to match the production plan numbers. Exhibit 4-20 shows one possible way that master schedules can be devised to be consistent with the production plan. Note that this is not the format one would expect to see in a master schedule, as it is actually two master schedules put together to show how they sum up. The projected available is the projected inventory balance by period, assuming that the assumptions in the plan hold true. Exhibit 4-20, master schedules for two items in family A. To translate the level production of 300 units per month to weekly level production, we need to know the number of work days per week after holidays or plant shutdowns. So the number of days in each week of the first part of the year is listed at the top of the exhibit. The number of days is then multiplied by the level daily production rate of about 14.34 units per day, 3,600 unit production plan, divided by 251 manufacturing calendar days for this product family to determine the weekly level production on the next line. The master production schedule, MPS lines for each product, show that production is in batches of 100. Each batch spans several weeks and is divided into smaller weekly lots as needed. Here, the weekly lots that sum to 100 units are shaded together for ease of viewing. Changeovers are minimized by switching between products as little as possible. Note how the production SUM equals the weekly level production each week. 2 weeks have one unit less to compensate for rounding, since the weekly rates are actually 57.4 and 71.7 units per week, and the total of 889 units matches the level production target of 889 units. The ISS projected available and ISD projected available lines show projected inventory levels at the end of each week for each product, and none go below zero. Also, the projected available SUM of 89 units in week 13 is close to the ending inventory of 100 units for month 3 shown earlier in Exhibit 4-18. The difference is due to fewer workdays in the quarter than the average. A workable preliminary master schedule satisfies the following conditions. Valid schedule. Workers should know when to begin and end production of individual units. Valid capacity. Production per period and in total should stay within any production limits set in the production plan. Valid inventory or backlog. There should be no negative inventory balances or strong imbalances among individual products. Backlogs per period should be managed within tolerances. Valid changeovers. The number of changeovers should be cost-effective. Valid batches and lots. Production batch and lot size policies, if any, should be honored. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these last two items as follows. Batch 1. A quantity scheduled to be produced or in production. 2. For discrete products, the batch is planned to be the standard batch quantity, but during production, the standard batch quantity may be broken into smaller lots. 3. In non-discrete products, the batch is a quantity that is planned to be produced in a given time period based on a formula or recipe that often is developed to produce a given number of end items. 4. a type of manufacturing process used to produce items with similar designs. It also may cover a wide range of order volumes. Typically, items ordered are of a repeat nature, and production may be for a specific customer order or for stock replenishment. Lot, a quantity produced together and sharing the same production costs and specifications.